The Bible says that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, and yet he did not sin. And God sent him out as soon as he was baptized. Mark says, drove him out into the desert, cast him out to be tested to show that he was the Son of God. Jesus endured all that we have to endure in temptation. First of all, he was tempted at the point of his confidence. You are the Son of God. Why are you hungry? You know, why are you in this state? Even after Jesus had just come from his baptism, a wonderful experience, the devil is attacking him on his confidence, and so he does with us. But the direct temptations we have are the temptations that Jesus had as he was out there in the wilderness. The first one is temptation to the flesh, that we may use the legitimate appetites of our body in the wrong way. We have a legitimate appetite for food. We must eat to live. We can enjoy what we eat. We can enjoy fine food. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we overeat, when we eat selfishly, that is not paying attention to people who do not have food, then we sin against God, because we began destroying this temple that he has given us, this body that he has given us. God has given us the legitimate use of sexual drive. This is a pleasure and really a duty that we have in the bounds of marriage. God's first command to the human race was be fruitful and multiply, and he gave us this tremendous desire to procreate and this physical yearning to join in union and create new human beings. This is legitimate. However, we all know how the world has corrupted this and how people can get so twisted about by this desire in a sinful way that they do horrible things. But Jesus was tempted in this way, and he showed us that it is possible as a human being to have integrity and do things God's way. But I think we all find that in these matters of the flesh and these temptations of the flesh, it's a very difficult struggle with our sexuality, with our appetite, with the food that we consume. We all consume too much food from time to time. And we understand that the battle is fought so much in our attitude and in our mind. And it's just a struggle with which we need God's help. But you know, I always remember when I am tempted that God has promised that he will not give me a temptation greater than I can bear. It says this about Jesus in Luke, 4th chapter, and 1st verse. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing during those days. And when they had ended, he became hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered it, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. I pray that you would help me in times of temptation. Jesus taught us to pray, lead us away from temptation. And so, Lord, I pray that you would lead me away from temptation and deliver me from evil. I pray, O Lord God, that your Spirit would be strong within me. I will struggle as hard and as mightily as I am able, but I know that only with your Spirit can I live successfully as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ. So help me, Lord Jesus, and if I stumble, forgive me, I pray, O Lord God, and help me to walk with you in integrity. In Jesus' name, amen.